Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, unbelievably healthy and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Do I have a show for you? I've got so much information. It's just, it's rocking my world, what I've got to tell you today. First of all, I want to make sure you all know that there is a new date for the webinar. I'm sorry to have to do this again, and when I'm able to tell you why, and I can't right now, I can't yet, you're going to be so flippin' thrilled. So the new date is May 3rd. It's all about dissecting your inner dialogue, why you keep thinking the thoughts you keep thinking, what created that, how you're doing it, how you can undo it, right? And everybody will, you know, get personal information there. There's just incredibly loads of information coming in about this. I think I've got 2.5 pages of notes, which really surprised me because some of the subjects, I think, you know, they're going to give me a lot and they give me a paragraph. So anyway, I'm getting pretty excited about this one. It's on the homepage at I Am Dee Wallace, as is everything I'm going to talk to you about today. Also, I fulfilled my promise to you. I did a whole recording of the morning exercises and directions, and the second thing on that recording is guiding you through the breathing exercise. I just have gotten so many emails. I'm not sure what to say. I'm not sure how to do it. Could you, you know, do something that would take us through it? How exactly do you direct your day? So I did it for you. And I want you to know that what they gave me covers anything and everything that you would need to say personally. Now, you are absolutely welcome to put any of your own claims in there too. And the channel wants you to know that whatever's on that recording covers everything you want. Okay? That's a good thing to know, right? The other thing that I'm getting a lot of emails about, that also, by the way, is on the homepage, right below the books. You'll see it, the, you know, what's being offered right now in those four little squares. And guys, I really urge you to check into this Positive Prime program that I signed up for, so that it would be available to all of you to sign up for it. It's brain science. It's such an easy way. Literally, you can make them to run in 5 minutes, so you can cover success, you can cover money, you can cover health, you can cover relationships. All of that you can set your brain for in 20 minutes. Or if you just want to do one, it's 5 minutes. But how you feel at the end will tell you how valuable these things are. Okay, There's a lot going on. A lot of new creation happening, and that's what we're all about, right? New creation. So, now to the big news that has come in. I am being challenged by a very, very big elephant in my life that happened to me years ago that has surfaced and raised its ugly trunk again. For want of a better word, something that was very hurtful, someone that was very hurtful, something that off during my entire life to correct, to get on top of. So I sat here and I could feel the anger and I could feel the pain and I could feel the hurt. And I sat here and I went, okay, you know, guys, I know what to do. I teach this. I know what to do. I go to love. I open my heart. Why can I not get there? Why is it so hard for me to let go of this hurt and move into the positive place that I know creation happened? So I just want you to know, I walked my talk, I sat down, I did the work. They said, give me a religious song. The first one that came up for me was The Old Rugged Cross, which, are you ready, brought in the first new core belief in over a year, which is, I have to be crucified to be free. Now, if we have that belief, and according to the channel, we all do. From eons and eons and eons and eons of teaching that's locked in ourselves. If we have that belief, we are going to believe and create the reality that we have to make ourselves suffer in some way to be free. So, nobody else is doing it to me. I'm doing it to me. I am choosing to stay in the suffering instead of making the choice to be free. Now, there are other core beliefs, and I'm going to have to look through the sheets when I have time and figure out what beliefs go under this big blanket umbrella belief. Certainly, I have to struggle to be free is a lesser understanding of I have to be crucified to be free. I have to suffer. I have to be hung up. I have to be made fun of, as Christ was by many people as he hung there, right? I have to be dishonored and disrespected. Those are the two highest terms. So this is the next interesting part. Lanny and I both went on the computer to find what the opposite positive work of crucified is. Do you know there isn't one? There isn't one. No wonder we're all stuck. So I said to the channel, okay, I have to have the highest claim for myself and all my people. And it's simply, I am freedom. if we are already the frequency and the experience of freedom itself, then we're already there, aren't we? Yes, we are. This is so important, guys. It's going to create a whole lot of our freedom. A whole lot. So please claim. Go to your love place. And everybody claim right now. I am freedom. I am literally the vibration, the frequency of freedom itself. I don't have to get freedom because I am freedom. You can feel into the difference of that, right? You're not trying to create freedom in any way because you are freedom itself. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. So that's in balance for everybody, yes. I want you to hold this in your consciousness this week. And whenever you feel, if you ever feel, going into that old pattern, you stop and go, no, I'm done with that brain. I am freedom itself. And start creating your life around that. So please add those of you that have purchased or gotten the sheets at Creation Station. Please add this new core belief onto your sheets, which is, I have to be crucified to be free. And the positive is, I am freedom. Can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. And we're going to start with Patricia in Alabama. Whoops, you're on.
Hey, how are
Hi,
you?
Darling. I'm great. I'm just great. What's your question, baby?
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I live here in the state of Alabama where we have, it's the season for windstorm and thunderstorms, tornado type of weather. And
yeah.
I have had some issues since the last, oh God, over the last month, I don't know, several storms have come through my roof, and my privacy fence has been affected. I want to know, do you see the my homeowner's insurance replacing my roof and my privacy fence, and also the contractor that I picked? Is he a good fit to get the job done well?
Okay, well, the first thing they want to address is why Alabama is attracting all this. That's the first place we're going. Sheets. But give me a song, Patricia, any song that pops in.
Always you ask that. I Am Every Woman. That's lately
what,
here how I've been feeling. I Am Every Woman by Whitney Houston.
Okay, and what's that song about?
I am every woman, it's all in me.
Okay, don't sing it to me. Don't sing it to me, just tell me what it's about. In one sentence.
It's about a woman who is coming into herself, realizing
okay.
power.
Well, women better do that in Alabama. No, you should see my pendulum. It's my big helicopter, yes. Women better start standing up for their rights and what they know is right.
Yes.
Because states and countries, guys, are entities within themselves. And those entities attract things just like a person attracts things, because
mm-hmm.
the collective consciousness of the entity of Alabama is creating what is being drawn to it. Do you understand, Patricia?
Yes.
Okay. So all these storms and tornadoes are creating a lot of destruction that is breaking down the infrastructure of Alabama, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you believe a lot of your laws are doing the same thing or not?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'd get involved. Because as the Dalai Lama said, the world will be saved by the Western woman. That's number one. Now, please state your next question that you ask me.
Do you see my insurance, my homeowner's insurance company covering my roof and my privacy fence?
They will, according to the channel, they will cover a very large portion of it. Not all of it, but a large portion of it. Next question.
Privacy fence also included?
Again, you asked about the two things together, and they're saying
okay.
A large portion of both
okay.
of them, not the whole thing. Probably more the roof than the fence, but a lot of it's going to be covered for you. And
right.
what was the
and
other also, question?
The contractor that I am going to use, will he be a good fit? And
well, that's
done?
Up to you. That's up to you. Whether you attract someone who's a good fit, and I get that he is.
Great. I feel
so,
that he is also.
Your job is to honor and love yourself enough that you bring in everyone that's the highest choice for you to help you in every way. The people that are deciding in your insurance company, the contractor, everything, everybody. If you're in alignment with the love of yourself, then you will attract the highest people to you, Patricia. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That you brought in some great information there. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. I love you as always.
I
until
love
the next
you.
Time we meet.
Thank
many
you,
blessings.
Sweet. Thank you. I'm accepting those. All right. We're going to Jean in Oregon. Hi, babe. You're on.
Morning, Dee.
Morning.
I have a question about my job. For several years, I've had the best job I have ever had. I love my coworkers. I am the boss everyone wishes they had. I do my job well. I'm well-regarded, valued, appreciated by my boss. It's got decent pay, good benefits.
Okay, got it. What's your question?
Okay, well, this year my husband and I were going to reach a milestone of income. We're going to pay off the house in time for me to retire in 3 years. And the college started announcing budget cuts. I said, well, that's okay. I'm claiming
okay,
my job.
I have
I'm
your
keeping
answer.
It.
I have your answer.
Okay. What
okay.
happened?
There's a part of you that doesn't, well, and it's going back to I have to be crucified to be free. There's a part of you that doesn't feel worthy of being free. So the closer you got to, which doesn't make any sense to your mental minds, guys, so don't go to your mental mind. What do you mean? That's exactly what I want. We absolutely have to embrace being free. And the channel is saying, we just don't really have a lot of experience about being free. In some way, we have always been hogtied. That's an interesting word they gave me. Hogtied to the responsibilities, right? And all the things that we have to take care of. So you have to start, I would start doing the breathing exercise every day, Joan, every day, and do I Am Freedom and It Feels Like Love, and really feel the love around total freedom in your life. There, look, guys, they're saying this is bigger than any of you are getting at the moment. This literally is affecting everybody on the call that will ever hear the call. And it's our opportunity to not pass this on anymore. Okay? When I say there's anything else, I get a no. So you just start feeling a lot of love about being free, because right now your focus and your brain is seeing you not being free, right?
Well, it's not having as much finances as I wanted to, as I was planning on having.
Which is not being free. So, you see, right here, this is what I talk about in Born. When I talk about the still point, you're not starting from zero, and you're not open to all possibilities. You don't know how this can work out. You're only seeing a few minor ways that this could work out, because in our limited creation, it has to go according to a mental plan. The universe does not work that way. I had no idea that ET was even out there, and it was offered to me because I was in alignment to bring it to me. Do you understand?
Okay, so you're saying there could be better ways for me to reach my financial goals than the little plan that I had, right?
Yes.
Okay,
great,
so I just need to be open to other avenues.
And in alignment with loving all your freedom. Because there's a little pocket of you going, oh, I still have to suffer a little bit, and there's no way I can really be totally free. Well, guys, we're either free or we're not. So let's pick freedom. Okay, I can hear your hesitation. I can hear your doubt. Joan, if you believe in the work at all, just do it and see what happens. Jean, sorry. Okay?
It's okay. Okay.
All right, baby.
Right. Thank
just
you.
Just do it, like Nike says. Huh. Deborah in Missouri, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
In July of 2021, I moved, and I have these windows that are real high, like really high, big windows, and it's all glass and sun comes through. Ordered curtains, and first thing happened, they were stuck on a boat, so we had to wait. And then they come out, and they brought some of them, and the other part didn't work. And now they came yesterday and came out, and they don't work again, and it'll be 7 months. It's 7 months in April.
Okay, so
and
Deborah,
this is
really great. You know what they're giving me? They're giving me a song. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine, let the sun shine in. Well, that's your message. Now, does it have to do with the curtains and the windows? No. But it has to do with the creation of your life in general. They want you to let a lot more of your sunshine in. Focus a lot more on your blessings. Lighten up, right? Lighten up and let the sun shine in. Okay? So tell the universe you got the message, and you would very much like your curtains delivered now.
Okay. All right.
While you are loving all the sunshine coming in.
Okay.
Okay? Gotcha. I'm not getting anything. But, you know, guys, if you stand back in situations like this and try and become very objective, if you just sat there and went, all right, well, what's happening if the curtains don't come in? Oh, the sunshine comes in. Oh, well, maybe I should look at that. Maybe that's a message. The universe is talking to you all the time during this big challenge that I've been going through. Things would pop up from people like, well, you have a choice today. You can either be love or you can be right. And I went, oh, well, there it is. I really don't. So I get my balance back, and then something would happen again, and somebody would send me something else, and it said, suspicion and love can't live together. Wherever there's suspicion, love leaves. And I go, and I'm back again. And you see, I just kept doing the work, which led to this enormous core belief, which is the first one in at least a year that we have to add to the sheets now. Okay? Watch what the universe is talking and sharing with you, just like another person, Deborah. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me know when your curtains get there. Send me a picture, Deborah, when you get your curtains up.
Okay.
All right. Bye, sweetheart. Michael, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Question one, you referred to positive prime. I didn't really catch what that was about.
Positive prime is a program that Dana Wild and a lot of big healers put together that are into brain training. And what it is, they've put together hour-long images of different subjects to train your brain. And you can literally set them to 3 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, if you want. Your brain gets them whether you get them on a visceral level or not. And so I did the training so that I could bring it to the community. Yes, there's a charge for them. We sent out a special email about all of them. They're, I'm sure, listed on the website. So that's what it is. It's just another tool that I found, and I don't bring a lot of stuff to you guys because I think a lot of it is just BS stuff to make money. But this is good. It's affordable, and you can play them every day, and it just attunes your brain to whatever subject you're working on. That's what it is, Michael. Okay?
Thank you. And one other question, if I may. I'd like to hear your thoughts on how one stays in state. You spoke today about getting into the state, embrace being free, everything's being done.
We're talking a lot about that on the next webinar. That's what the whole webinar is about, is how to find how to find out what your beliefs are, why they were created, why it's so hard to move out of them, and how you can. I'm even going to create a worksheet for everybody. Okay?
Cool.
But the short answer is you have to train your brain. And you have to train your subconscious. And you do that by consciously always focusing on what you want and bringing your thoughts and your focus back to what you want and pairing it with love. In the shortest way I can answer you, that's how you change it all. And it's all a choice. It's a choice, Michael. And it's so easy that people make it hard, but we've made it hard because we feel like we had to be crucified to be free. We don't believe that anymore after today. So let's get busy and just start doing it, guys. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Good question. All right, Lena, what's going on?
Hey, so I have a question for you about the toenails. They're just, I don't know if it's related to the diabetes, but they've changed because you know what I've been going through and fat, and I've gained weight too.
The weight is not totally connected to that, but the toenails are. So you need to check in with a doctor, Lena. I can give you what is the energetic thing. Are we going to a core belief? Yes. This page here, 16, 17. First part. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Those aren't the highest words, though. A lot of you are going to resonate with this. When I value myself, my body has to abandon me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, again, that's just another part of being crucified, isn't it? To be free.
Yeah.
All right? So, thank your body. Tell it it can come into balance now, but the channel is saying you do need to check with the doctor to help you get your balance back there, your body balance.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, darling. Yep.
Thank you.
You bet. Strong, powerful show again today. Brenda in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I just want to ask you or the channel, I'm thinking of taking someone in as a housemate, which I haven't done in many, many years.
Okay, it's fine. It's, no, not her.
Okay, that's the question. I'm becoming more and more anxious and more depressed and can't do any of my work or my energy work.
Well,
and I'm
so you answered
that she's
yourself,
not the one.
Didn't you? You answered yourself and you didn't listen.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was my depression kicking in and making me think nothing looks good, like
your
she's not the right person.
Honey, your depression kicks in, Brenda, because you don't listen to yourself.
Okay.
And then you
so the
start
person
fighting.
I have in mind is not going to be a healthy person for me.
Not a good match. And it will probably be the demise of the friendship. So better to keep the friend. And say, you know.
Well, I keep her at arm's length anyway, because
answer. But if you want and are choosing to rent out a place in your house, then make that conscious choice and write down every attribute you want in the person that you are summoning to you.
Yeah. Is there a loving way to tell her, no, this is not going to work for me? Or is there a loving way?
Yes, I value our friendship so much, and I would not want to risk our friendship. And I just, you know, right now for me, this isn't the highest choice to make.
Okay.
Look, guys, if you say the truth with love, they get the truth. And they don't react. If you say the truth defensively out of fear, then that will cause a reaction. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so.
Say it from your heart, Brenda, and you're okay.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to say it. All right. Goodbye.
All right.
You bet. Kirk, baby cakes, what's up?
Great to hear you again. Can't believe how much has happened in every given week. And I set the intention, if it serves the community, you'll call me. And basically, the last few months had been felt like the most turbulent ones I'd had in a while. I was experiencing a lot of roller coaster emotions and dark stuff as I was doing work, which was clearly going to stir up old patterns and old stuff to let go of. And as these tumultuous months surrounded two meetings that I was going to have, and I kept going into reaction, and my brain was running endless possibilities. And as I worked on it and as I experienced the downward emotions, I knew I had to get clear on what I wanted.
Thank you.
And then moving forward with more of your great inspirations based on an acting one, don't think about getting the audition. Think about being on the set.
And all right. What's your question, Kirk? What's your question? Or are you sharing something?
I'm just sharing, and I got like one sentence left. And
okay.
Instead of focusing on the meeting, I said focus on the day after the meeting. How do I want to feel after? And I realized I had not been laughing to the joy of it going well.
Yeah.
And
to be crucified first. Which
right.
you were doing to yourself.
Yeah. So as you say every week, I just want to share this with everyone. When you find yourself going into reaction, do the work. And it doesn't have to be everything at once. It's just know that there's something inside you that if it's not resonating, just like with this last call, if it's not resonating, trust it, but get clearer about what you want.
That's right.
And more importantly, focus into the energy of how it feels on the other side. And I'm so grateful for all that I went through, although some of it was unpleasant. I'm grateful because at some point I had to do this work.
Well, exactly what I've been going through with my challenge. You know, that's if you do the work, that's when your freedom really is experienced. Because then you go, oh, my God, they didn't do anything differently. It was all up to me all along. I was creating my own hell. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, good. Thank you for that testimonial. There is something the channel wants to give you, though, a core belief. This page. Yeah. So, Kirk, now you know.
Yes.
Now you know, and they would like you to always know and hold on to that you are the God of you. Keep reminding yourself, I am the powerful God of me who always chooses. Okay? That's a good one for all of us, by the way.
And one last note for everybody. I brought this up before. Dee shares regularly about her own experiences as well, and then I did the work. Do not assume it's any easier for Dee or me or anyone else. It's not like we go, oh, I'm going to make a cup of tea and do the work. No, it's not fun most of the time, although we can sit there.
It's fun when you get on the other side, though.
Oh,
that's so true, Kirk. It's so true. All right, buddy. Thanks for sharing. Lovely to hear from you. Love you too. Oh my God, Kirk and the gang have been with me since the red dot or before. Lee in California, you're on.
Aloha.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh my, what a grand show. This is just so incredible, as always. So
everything that you've brought forth today is for everybody across all time, dimension, space, and reality. And, you know, what was the, I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt's husband, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who said the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. So what does it mean? It means pay attention to what our heart is telling us.
Yeah. That's one way to decipher it, yes. Some people, a lot of people, decipher it as struggle. So we're picking constant vigilance as always living in the present moment and knowing that we are the powerful gods of us that create ourselves.
I am the powerful God of me who is the democracy of joy and jubilation.
Yeah. Yeah, every day in my breathing meditation, I go, I am the United States of unity, integrity, love, balance, and communication. Because if I focus on the things I am frightened of or do not like or judge about my country, I am feeding that to increase.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe you had a message for somebody you asked to call in about, right?
I actually do. There's two. One is about positive prime. The other cool thing, positive prime absolutely lifts your frequency exponentially in an instant. It's so incredibly wonderful. I think it's like what was found in the 70s. It uses a little bit of the subliminal messaging, so it works the unconscious mind and the conscious mind simultaneously. But what's really cool about positive prime, Didi, which you didn't mention, is you can make your own little 3-minute videos with your own pictures of your own family, your own people, your own places that you want to go, the things you want to create. It's like a motion picture, what do you call those boards, of creation?
Yeah,
you know?
It's like a brain training vision board.
Yes.
Electronically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's really cool.
Okay.
And then the other thing
Thank
I
you.
Wanted to say was for Maria in San Francisco, she had called in last week and was looking to move. And so this is for Maria. Hi, Maria. It's Lee. And please check out the Central Coast of California. It's really vibrant economy, super gorgeous place to live, so much nature.
Can you be a little more specific about Central Coast?
Okay, so Central Coast is San Luis Obispo County. And it's got lots of towns like Paso Robles with the wine, Atascadero with the hills and the deer.
Is it affordable? Is it affordable?
Completely affordable. Santa
okay.
Maria is another. It's on the southernmost tip.
Okay,
Santa
good.
Maria
we got it. We
wonderful.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Lee, for, you know, listening and being there and supporting other members. I really appreciate that. Thank you, darling. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to Deborah, Illinois.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
babe.
I'm great.
Good. I have lost strength and ability in my left hand, and my inner elbows are hurting because I'm caring for my mother, lifting her, pushing and pulling her in the transport chair. And I wonder, will it return to normal without surgery? And is it the highest good for me to continue caring for?
It can continue. Can you turn me off, please? Because there's a big echo. It can be righted. You do need some physical therapy to do it, but they want to give you the energetic cause behind it. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here. It's 30, 31, 32, 33. Well, I have to sabotage what I want or need. Those aren't the highest words. We're changing the word sabotage. I think there's a, those are the highest words. I have to give up what I want and what I need. So you're using this care for your mother to play that out so you don't give yourself what you want and need. Does that make sense to you, Deborah?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. I mean, I see it completely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we can't just, we don't want to just abandon our mothers in their time of need. I certainly hope and pray that Gabrielle never abandons me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never want her to give up herself to the point where she is physically ailing or diminishing herself financially, physically, in any way. Okay, so you have not looked at all of your options, Deborah. There are options for helpers to come in to help you, are there not?
I do have a caregiver coming in for a few hours. It's just not enough.
Well, then make it enough.
I don't have control over the money situation.
Who does?
My brother does.
Well, then you tell your brother he can come in and help, or he needs to cough up some more money for aid, or you need to call the state and ask them, or do you have a church?
No, I don't.
Nobody, she didn't have a church?
Yes, she did.
Okay, well, maybe someone in the church could come in and help out. But you need more help. You need several more hours of help per day. So he has a choice. Either he contributes enough money to have somebody come in full time, or he contributes part of the money so you can have more help.
Okay. All right.
So I would put it out to him that way. But you have to be very firm, Deborah, that you have made this decision. Do you understand, brother? I cannot and will not continue to do this. My health is suffering now. So here are our options. What do we want to do?
The other option was returning her back to the nursing home, which I don't really want to do.
Why?
But at the same time, I'm hurting.
I just want to know why. Why, Deborah? Why do you not want to take her back?
Because here, where I live, it's horrible. It's horrible. The treatment, the lack of care, the conditions, all those things.
I get a yes on all that. But I wanted you to be clear so that you can discuss this with him.
Okay.
It's not an ego thing that I'm here taking care of mom, brother. This is what it's about. And if you want to walk through the place, come on and walk through with me if you want to be involved. You see, he wants his cake. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. And it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay. But you have to be clear about that, because if he senses a weakness in you, then he's going to come forward to be the bully in charge again.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Will you let me know, please, how this
works
out? Okay.
Very
clear about what you want and create it with love. With love, with love.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Many hearts
to you.
That's the challenge. Love you, sweetheart. All right, Vivian in Florida, I can take a really quick call, really quick. What do you need?
Yes, hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
From channeling, I'd like some blinders removed.
I don't understand the question. You want to know how to be a clearer channel?
Yes, that would be very helpful, yes.
Okay, you need to trust more. That's the big key in for you. You don't trust yourself. And since you are the telephone, you are literally the mechanism that the channeling comes through, then you have to trust yourself to receive the highest message. Do you understand?
Okay.
That's the biggest. Just start with that, and then we can move on into some other things. But I would get up every morning and go, I am a clear channel. I trust my channel. I know, and I am clear, and I demand only the highest information and the highest understanding. You see?
Perfect. I like
direct,
that.
Direct what you want, sweetheart.
Direct okay, perfect.
The universe and the universe of you to create exactly what you want. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I get to this part and I think, I wish I had another hour. All right, let's say it together, loud and proud. Come on, commit. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.